Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy Eric X, along with Aaron the Misfit, aka 2A motherfucking G. What's going on, my brother?
Too much, man. Chilling, sipping on this berry liquor. Oh, excuse me. Still have, I guess, smoker's cough right now.
I was gonna call it something else, but you already covered it by saying smoker's cough.
What was about to call it?
What's the name of Magic Johnson COVID? That's what I was going to say. Speaking of that, do you remember the reason Kobe Bryant didn't start in 95-96 was because Magic Johnson was still playing ball.
What?
He came back chubby as a motherfucker and played ball one more year, and that's the reason Kobe... That's neither here nor there. That shit didn't matter. Apologies, people. About these random facts. We're intoxicated this episode, so.
Well, you're so much older than me. I just started drinking. I'm just high.
Which is... What? It's literally another form of intoxication.
But, since we're talking about people with AIDS, ironically, I was just reading up on this character right here. This is not a character. Mr.
The boxer.
Thomas, what's his name? Tommy Morrison. I mean, the boxer who's from Rocky V. The movie that has 29% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is, it's not the worst. It's shitty, but 29, I mean, y'all be going real hard on Rotten Tomatoes. Y'all just see. I feel like y'all feelings be hurt.
I feel like y'all don't watch the movie.
You say what?
I feel like they don't watch the movie.
No, they do, because this is a shitty movie. This is like a shitty Rocky. Like,
but here's the thing, right? Like, I don't feel like people that's watching, what is this?
This is Rocky V.
If you're watching Rocky V, you're not going into it like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shit on it on Rotten Tomatoes. You're not... And I don't think this is something black people do as a society, as a conglomerate.
Was what?
Go on Rotten Tomatoes and vote on this shit. So we know it ain't us. And random fact, we spoke on this off air, but this is how racist Philadelphia is. That they have a statue of a fictional character and not an actual heavyweight champion of the world.
They don't have... Dude, I don't even know if they have a street named after this. Joe Lewis. I said Joe Lewis.
Joe Frazier.
And if they do, this isn't like a main street. It should be a fucking highway. Yeah. It should be Joe Frazier Highway.
Everybody's running up the steps and putting their arms in the air to a fictional fucking character.
A fictional motherfucker.
When y'all had an actual heavyweight champion.
It used to be like a heroin
world.
Addict and shit. You know what I mean? Next heroin addict who's overcame shit did some dope shit, which is fucking amazing. Like Sylvester Stallone's story is amazing. Like, he inspires me.
Him and Arnold Schwarzenegger is almost as good as Donald Trump.
What shit, the story
of shit you're not supposed to do and have done?
This burger looks really good, dude.
I don't eat roast beef, but where's Hardee's? Hardee's across the bridge going to Eastern Shore.
I don't want Hardee's. I want Carl's.
That was Hardee's.
I know.
Oh, okay, nigga. Yeah. I want to be on the West Coast ass, nigga.
Motherfuckers tell me it's not a difference. For motherfuckers who've been on the West Coast and the East Coast, you know it's a difference.
Only
between
difference
Carl's
is
and Hardee's.
Their menus are different.
But even the taste, like, I feel like the burgers is like, I like Carl's Jr.'s is better, dude. I don't know.
To me, the burgers taste the same, but the Carl's Jr. menu is crazy, dog. I do agree. It is better because their menu is crazy, and I fuck with the food they serve. Like, nigga, you can get a taco and shit.
That was the first time I had a fucking avocado burger and shit, nigga. Like,
I'm not eating avocado. I'll never be that Caucasian.
So what is Mexican, nigga?
I'll never be that Caucasian.
You let Caucasians... Don't let... Caucasians not fucking
ruin
taking...
all the good shit?
Yeah, they're not taking avocado.
I don't even get guac, nigga.
Fuck that. Like, you crazy, nigga. You better embrace that shit.
Erase what?
That shit. The avocado, nigga. That somehow is probably African in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how, but everything comes from us, so we'll figure it out.
Motherland, nigga.
But back to AIDS. Tommy Morrison. I didn't know he died of AIDS.
Was he a boxer in this movie? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was boxing in real life.
I don't remember. You said that, but I didn't know.
He got his ass beat by Ray Bercher.
That's,
locked the fuck out.
I didn't know he was even a boxer in this movie. He's just at dinner with the I don't remember Rocky V, bro. So, this is the one where he's going back to his roots. Like
he's back at home. He's back because he's poor. He's poor. Yeah. He's broke. Yeah. So, he's just back in Philly. You know what I mean?
This nigga became famous first time for getting his ass whooped, right? He didn't win his first fight.
No, he was a dude that was. It was based off a real dude.
I'm not talking about the facts. I'm talking strictly the movie this time. Like Rocky won. He didn't win at the end of that movie.
No, he competed. It was the fact that he competed with. You know what I mean?
When Bill Burr was talking about Philly, that's how shitty Phily. It's like y'all claim to fame was a nigga that lost. Like the first time around. I don't mean to be shitting on Philly. I love Philly.
Here's the thing.
A couple women I knew out there.
As long as the NFL's around, the Eagles will never win another Super Bowl.
I can't say that.
But
them niggas.
I believe so. I really believe so. Just off the strength of how Philly is. They're so content with
just one
that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They don't have to win again.
Fucking
We stopped the Brady dynasty. We ended their dynasty. They feel like that, honestly. Like
their fans are terrible, man.
Oh my god.
It's not Philly as a whole. I'm just only specifically talking about the fans.
All right. I feel like the
Philly is cool.
I feel like the NFC East has the worst collection of football fans. The Eagles, the Cowboys, the Redskins.
The crazy thing, the most humble is probably the Giants.
I feel like the Giants are like, I've never seen like a Giants fan that's like,
I was gonna
like
say essentially most recently successful franchise out of that group. They got two.
And if anything, they're the Patriots Slayers. They beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. Eli beat the Patriots twice. He beat Brady twice.
Do those Super Bowls get Eli in the Hall of Fame?
Hell yeah, you're fucking right. Is he going to be first ballot? Yeah, because his last name. First ballot?
No. Absolutely. His stats is not aligned with anyone.
No, but his last name is Manning, so he deserves those two Super Bowls. He fucking won them shit.
I want to fact check this, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't even think he got better passing stats than like a Vic. Like, his stats aren't crazy, bro.
I don't know, because you got to remember Vic. I mean, he had spurts where he was off. He had so much time off.
Yeah, like, so much time, like it was voluntary, nigga. Nigga went to jail. That nigga said he had time off, like he called out.
Sing a little bit.
Sabbatical or some shit.
Get his head together. That's all he was doing.
He backpacked across Europe.
No, he was taking some time to get his head together.
The irony of that shit, the nigga came back from prison, not jail, from the feds, a better passer. Vic said he never read a playbook until he got out of jail.
That nigga was, see what I'm saying?
He said he said, I would have been the first Lamar Jackson if I actually tried. And I believe every word he said.
The fact that he was so effective.
You think Virginia Tech told this nigga to read?
No.
They told Marcus.
That's what I'm saying. No, we were joking about it, but listen.
They told
jail
Marcus.
Jail was actually probably the best thing that happened to Vic, man.
Because he was wilding. He was in Atlanta, and that's Hotlanta at the time. It was still Atlanta.
Meech and him was still out of shit. That was, BMF was still popping. They was still doing their thing, nigga. So, you know, they was.
and Marcus Vic robbing Bird Kings. Like, nigga, your brother got you a shot in the league as a receiver and everything. You fuck that up and start robbing. I don't remember what fast food joint, but it was a fast food joint.
The worst part about the Vic shit with me was how
the cousin didn't take church.
Yeah, how his family motherfuckers, all his family just like okay, so many okay, just turned on him and shit. Like, nigga, you are a retard. I don't give a fuck how much time they saying they're gonna give you.
I'm gonna tell you this, bro. Like, I know motherfuckers that fight dogs for a living. I know niggas that been locked. I know nobody that was locked up for fighting dogs. I know niggas that's so dope they got less time than Mike Vick did. With them 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I know the time they offered the cousin, couldn't have been more than 18 months. So, it's like, nigga, if I'm the breadwinner, okay, I'm gonna take this off me.
They probably was saying something crazy.
If you're the breadwinner, if it's 10, you eat that.
Exactly.
You fucked your whole family
up. Everybody ain't built for jail.
I seen niggas crumble on a few days, so I agree with what you're saying. And I'm going to say this once again. I think I said it last episode. Your boyfriend on max because he's snitching, not because he no gangster. He on 23-1 because he told on somebody. They won't put him in gin pop.
That's why he's maximum security.
No, I'm saying that's why people are in. Like, a lot of people will be like, oh, he on max. That nigga must have killed somebody. No, he told on somebody and they don't want to put him in general population.
Well, moving along. I don't exist this thing. Yeah, I don't want to have no fucking jail conversations. I don't want to have any conversations that pertain to me potentially getting locked up, because statistically, even though I don't do shit, as a black man, taking this locking nigga up for any reason, I just be looking like somebody. I mean, it's like safe. You know what I mean? EWB can say that she had a nightmare and I raped her or something. I can go to jail for that, man. But we're not gonna go that deep. Go ahead. You're doing the little finger thing. Say what you want. We talk about Rocky and how this boxing scene is fucking terrible, nigga. Like,
well, the boxing scenes in all this movie is
just like, nigga, no boxing ever match ever happens like that, nigga. I've never seen a boxing fight that looks like a Rocky movie, nigga.
Because they don't exist. Like, niggas just don't stand there and get hit in the face. So,
besides, I've seen some fights with nigga, the Gotti Ward, nigga. They was.
I'm talking about like Apollo Creed and motherfucking Rocky. They stood in the ring, just hit each other in the face. No one ducked, no one dodged. No one ducked, dodged, dipped, or dodged. Whatever that nigga said in dodgeball.
Maybe we should watch that Gotti Ward fight. I haven't watched it in a while, so it's been years. Are you a boxing fan enough to remember that fight?
No.
Yeah.
No, well, not that I'm not a boxing fan enough. My memory is just that bad.
Okay, well, I'll put it like this. That was the greatest boxing, well, at least fight in my lifetime, nigga. I remember watching this shit. That was the closest thing that I seen to a fucking.
How many niggas is white boy gonna beat up?
Like, no shit, he just running through niggas.
With no skill or technique, just hitting them harder than he's getting hit.
And then real life, niggas was actually beating his ass. Like, but real talk, he didn't, when looking at his record, he didn't have that many losses. But he probably didn't fight too many people, and when he did, he got his ass beat.
You know, look, another nigga down. Balboa boys win again.
Because he didn't have that long of a career. He had an 8-year career.
How many fights? Probably 20?
Nah, he had a lot of fights. That's what I'm saying. He fought a lot of bumps.
Well, you know what was different back then, nigga? They fought way more than they do today.
Because he had a total of 52 fights.
Holy shit.
48 wins and 3 losses in a draw.
A bunch of niggas no one knows.
Yeah, if I could look at his, like, career and shit.
That nigga fought me 40-something times, is what you're trying to say? Like a regular nigga on the street?
Yeah, nigga, he fought cab drivers. Like, that's all he was fighting.
When Rocky gave him the shorts, you knew he was going to die, right?
What, when this movie came out? I don't remember, I was too young. I just know that nigga with the glasses was supposed to be Don King.
Yeah, that was easy. Historical actor, and we gave him no name.
Steroids. I wonder if that's how he got AIDS, from sharing needles.
He died in this movie, though, right?
No, he just get his ass beat by Rocky.
By Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky ended up beating him over there.
Oh, they fight at the end?
Yeah.
But again, they run in steps, a nigga that, again, running towards his statue.
Towards the statue.
In a movie where this nigga really don't exist.
Like, I remember I was in Philly, like, I went to the homies, like, maybe we'll go to Rocky Steps. I'm like, what the fuck want to go to Rocky Steps for? I'm not about to run up that shit. This is stupid.
And again, Sylvester Stallone was what? We just shit on this nigga because he's a historical, like a major black actor, and we didn't drop his name or nothing.
Can't remember his name.
Me either. But
he played in a lot of movies.
All of the movies. Like,
played in a lot of black cinema. What else did he play in besides this?
Everything, nigga. Like, this.
Well, this is not a black movie, but
yeah.
Damn, I don't know. I can't even put the irony is, like,
you can't even name the movie right now.
No, I can't. But I know it's a lot.
But I'm about to pull it up. So, but the fact
I was about to say that the kid's hair. The 80s hair in his own kind of, well, this is kind of, this is 90s, but he's still.
This 90s?
Yeah, it was 1990.
Still. This nigga said it's 90s. No, this 90. Like,
it's 90, you're right.
This nigga try to.
Right. But this movie.
Richard Gant.
Who's Richard Gant? the nigga that's been in everything. He's been in a lot of movies and shit, man.
Nutty Professor. The Big Bob, Lebowski. Norbert.
Who was he in Nutty Professor?
Kingdom Come. Mr. Bean. He wasn't Bean. CB4, nigga. Crush Groove. Posse. What else? That's big.
CB4, Crush Groove, Posse.
Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror. Ed, the Monkey Movie.
Monkey Movie. They will put a nigga in the Monkey Movie.
Raven with Burt Reynolds. Come on, but y'all got to give me something better.
But you gave me three.
Who's the Man with the Fat Boys?
It's not the Fat Boys.
One of the Fat Boys?
No, it's not, nigga. That's,
Dr. Dre and Ed Lover. Yeah. Ain't Dr. Dre one of the Fat Boys?
No, nigga.
The fat Dr. Dre ain't one of the Fat Boys.
No. No, you have a question. I'm like, is that nigga?
Yeah,
no,
nigga ain't one of the is. Fat Boys. It has to be, bro.
Is the fat Dr. Dre one of the Fat Boys? No, he's not, nigga. Is he?
I thought, I'm just, it's not?
Nigga, no, I'm saying, now we gotta confirm it now. And I should know shit like this.
You should.
It's not like the Fat Boys is dope, though. You know what I mean? That's not some 80s rap that I...
Yes, they were, bruh.
Nigga, name a Fat Boy song that you like. Name a Fat Boy song I'm that trying. You like, nigga.
I just did. That ain't the name of the joke when he did it.
That's the name of the song?
When they work for hospice or whatever. The Orderlies.
I didn't say the movie.
Disorderlies. What's the name of the song he did?
I can say some shit because of Crush Groove and shit, nigga. I remember the movie Crush Groove because
that's what I'm saying.
I had that shit on later.
He was in that.
Nigga. Who?
Richard Gant.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I said that's a nigga actor that we should.
Yeah, I've seen been in a bunch of black movies. He was
in Crush Groove.
That's one of the Fat Boys, bro.
Posse.
That's one of the Fat Boys.
Dr. Dre is not one of the Fat Boys.
He is.
I'm saying he's not. You saying he is. Prove it. Nigga, just look up the Fat Boys.
Hey, Siri. What are the two names of the members of the Fat Boys?
It's three Fat Boys, nigga. That's what you wrong.
Oh, yeah, it was a dark skin nigga, too.
Yeah, it's a dark skin nigga. He was the only one that lived. Because the other two died. So, yeah, I know what I'm talking about, nigga. Dr. Dre one of the fucking Fat Boys, nigga.
The originally composed Mark Prince, Marky D,
man,
Cool Rock Ski, and Buffalo. Hey, Google.
Play the Fat Boys. Fuck it.
I know something.
Hey, Google, volume up. Play some Fat Boys.
For the rest of this jump. For the rest of this jump. My apologies, man. We off track, but
oh, no bullshit. We like... Damn it, 20 minutes deep. And
We're gonna give him two.
We ain't talk about one fucking time.
We're gonna give him two. What else? What's one topic you want to get off?
Okay, never mind. My bad, old heads. Hey, Google, volume up one more. That shit, the volume went down.
Hey, Google, volume up. Google, volume up two times.
The volume's at
4. Bitch, turn to 6. Like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, don't tell me what to do. Hey, this bitch got mouthy. Where Issa Rae at anyway? Hey, Google, volume 6. I'm sorry, Google, volume 5.
You know what? I was wrong. I was wrong. What?
Yeah. Come on. All right, let's get one topic off, bro, before we hit this 30 minutes.
Oh, fuck, this has been a good episode, man. Yeah, hell yeah, I want to keep it. commercial.
Give me one topic.
One topic?
Yeah.
I'll Wait, save it for
oh,
the
next time. Or I throw one out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because you know what topic I want to get into.
I don't, and I don't want to get into this politics bullshit. Everybody pussy on this pallet. I said pallet.
That was the name of the song. That's this was the song you meant, right?
No. It was strictly the song from the Disorderlies. I know something. When it was like, but yeah, shit. Oh fuck, let's keep talking about how racist he's like, nah. He knocking out all these niggas.
Nothing but niggas.
If y'all never seen Rocky V, which I never seen all the way through.
I have several times.
And I ain't gonna hold you. If I'm out here training, he knocked out one Italian and all the Irishman. That was the Irishman.
That was a Rocky fan. Well, I was a kid, you know what I'm saying?
Look, back to niggas. Oh, he Hispanic.
Well, it kind of looked like he might be Italian. You guys can go either way. Alright, their ad-libs was hard as shit, though.
These don't slap, bro.
The Fat Boys' ad-libs was, they had some hard-ass ad-libs.
This don't slap, bro.
I mean.
They out there with, ay! Ay! Like, OJ the Juice Man.
They jumps a little bit harder, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they jump. They're clearly on clean as shit.
They making music with their mouth.
Nigga be the Jamaican.
Ooh, knocking that nigga mouthpiece out. I like how his ponytail was yeah, still
intact. He ain't hope. They don't like that shit. That's Rocky, son.
Yeah. You don't like him because Rocky's spending all his time with.
And this is my thing, Rock. Like. Fuck all that. Sylvester Stallone is like 5'7", like 170 pounds.
Is he that short?
I think so.
Sylvester Stallone ain't shorter than me, nigga.
Google it, bitch.
Cause I'm 5'11", and I know Sylvester Stallone.
You're not 5'11".
I'm 5'11" today, nigga. I'm 5'11", and I know Sylvester Stallone ain't shorter than that.
Hey Siri, how tall is Sylvester Stallone? You take me along.
There you go.
It's 5'10". So you know it's 5'7".
I'm probably taller than Special Long.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm like 5'8 and a half, I would say. I'm like right, almost, I'm like almost at the 5'9 mark, I would think. If I measure myself.
This is how I know my girl love me, right? Because all my homeboys are quote unquote 5'8, 5'9, and I'm taller than y'all.
But I don't feel like you told me about very much, though.
Yeah, because I'm actually 5'9". Like, it's...
I'm 5'8 and a half.
No, I'm actually 5'2".
Oh, okay.
But...
So I might be 5'9". I gotta measure myself.
No, you're not.
I might have grown.
You're not, nigga.
I might have grown.
I've actually shrunk from squatting and shit. Like, my spine is condensed. And I'm still taller than these niggas.
Yeah, I don't care. My body's better than yours, you fat bitch. How about that? I got personal with it. But here's the thing.
Actually,
this,
it's not.
This nigga's a swole fat.
You don't have organs, so. Pussy.
Okay, what's wrong with being a pussy, nigga?
You have one.
What's wrong with being a pussy? A pussy strong, pussy tough, a pussy
this
knocks out a human.
Stole my joke.
You set it up, baby. You set it up.
Hey, I like that. Man. I oop it to you.
Yeah.
Well, I took references from someone, but you took that ball.
Yeah, took it, baby.
Tommy Gunn.
That actually was a good shot right there for a shitty movie.
And that was a pussy-ass move on his behalf, because now you mad at your protege is getting the shine? Because remember, he was always Balboa's boy.
Motherfuckers. I guess he wasn't listening.
Is that Adrian?
I don't remember this. Yeah,
that's Adrian. She ugly as fuck, man. You can win! He should have beat that. Never mind. I don't promote messing. Nah, fuck up. No, we can't waste that one. I was going. This has been another
domestic violence show. Maybe we should end it with a domestic violence show. Let's share your domestic violence.
Nah, because it's more I want to get into with that.
You know what?
These current days.
This has been like the fun loving episode because we got the Fat Boys in the background and shit.
Oh, y'all get these Fat Boys again in a minute. So, like, if you're going to double down and listen this week, we're going to continue in a second. But
hey, nah, nigga. I'm going to change the tone because I'm be talking about some different shit.
Well, we can drop three tonight. We can drop three tonight, because if you want to do that whole, will we just watch it?
Yeah, I got to, man. I got to.
You want
to
do that? You want to do that one next or last?
My heart is on it. I don't know, because I'm in a high goofy mood. So.
All right. But you know how it is. If you listen to us, all five of y'all, we love y'all, man. And we ain't really got no outro, but y'all gonna get
We will call this bitch Crush Groove. I know you just been dating with the date, nigga, but this shit need to be Crush Groove, nigga.
Disorderlies, nigga.
Oh, disorderlies. Boy, we have pictures of the Fat Boys.